Lexus has updated its IS sedan range with a number of minor styling changes, both inside and out, plus a major change to the display audio screen and the audio system. There's minor pricing lifts across the range, but according to Lexus, offset by increased specification. I like the IS sedan, especially the big-selling IS 200 Turbo, which represents about 50% of sales. I did considerable kilometres in the IS 200T Luxury, starting just under $60,000. The 2-litre turbo puts out 180 kilowatts of power, 350 Nm of torque, linked to a super smooth direct shift 8-speed automatic with manual shift paddles. A very comfortable prestige sedan with great ride and seat comfort, stunning turbo performance and a great steering feel and control. There's a big lift in active safety technology, 10 airbags, a rear camera with rear guide assist, an excellent sat nav with traffic alerts, and it wants for little in features. I don't like the foot-operated park brake and the Toyota Source Cruise Control lever, which is awkward and somewhat dated, but this aside, the Lexus IS sedan deserves to do better in the market. It doesn't have the badge presence of a Mercedes-Benz C-Class or BMW 3 Series, but in its latest guise, it's a very worthy competitor, the equal of these cars in terms of performance and build quality. I also like the swept-up side profile with its knife-edge crease lines, which gives it great presence on the road. I'm David Berthon.